From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The White House isn't the only executive office that's been exposed to the coronavirus. A member of Governor Gavin Newsom's office staff has tested positive for COVID-19 and contact tracing has begun. The governor's office said in a statement today that the staff member had not interacted with Newsom or with staff that routinely interacts with the governor. Separately, a state employee who works in a space shared with some staff from the governor's office also tested positive for COVID-19, but the person also had not interacted with the governor or his close staff. The governor's office says it received word of both positive tests earlier this week, and COVID-19 protocols for California state agencies were implemented. The office said mask wearing is mandated, minimal staff is physically present at work, most meetings have been converted to video conferencing, and seating capacity is reduced when meetings can't be done remotely. Newsom added during a briefing today that he has been tested multiple times and has never been positive. He said his last test was an hour before he met with President Donald Trump on September 14th. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry went to two researchers today, including one affiliated with UC Berkeley. The prize was awarded for a gene editing tool that has revolutionized science by providing a way to alter DNA, the code of life, technology already being used to try to cure a host of diseases and raise better crops and livestock. One of the prize winners is Jennifer A. Doudna. She's affiliated with the University of California, Berkeley, and is paid by the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. She shares the award with Frenchwoman Emmanuelle Charpentier of France. They developed CRISPR-Cas9, which is a very simple technique for cutting a gene at a specific spot, allowing scientists to operate on flaws that are the root cause of many diseases. After learning she won the Nobel Prize, Doudna says she hopes it inspires other girls and women to pursue scientific careers.
I think for many women, there's a feeling that no matter what they do, their work will never be recognized the way it would be if they were a man. And this recognition today, I think, just, you know, refutes that in a way, and it just honors the work that, you know, was started by a collaboration between two women. And who set out not to win the Nobel Prize, but to do really fundamental science that we thought was exciting and important and interesting, and we led our teams to work on it collaboratively.
More than 100 clinical trials are underway to study using CRISPR to treat inherited diseases, but the science also brings up thorny ethical issues. And some scientists fear CRISPR will be misused to make so-called designer babies by altering eggs, embryos, or sperm, and those are changes that can be passed on to future generations. Doudna says she hopes her work is used to benefit humankind. The Napa County Sheriff's Office said today that 47-year-old Juan Adrian Garcia died yesterday, a day after being shot by a deputy who pulled him over. The office says Garcia of Napa exited his vehicle with one hand tucked behind his back and began walking toward the deputy. Officials say the deputy shot Garcia after he ignored instructions to show his hand and got within close range. It was later determined Garcia was not holding anything. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.